Perikei Mishnah Gimel Arba Midos Ba'Adam. There are four different characteristic traits that man has. We'll focus on the greatest, the highest of those four. And the Mishnah says that the greatest trait, the highest form of altruism that an individual could have is Shali Shalach Veshalach Shalach. What's mine is yours, and what's yours is yours. Somebody who lives their life, that's what I have belongs to you, and what you have belongs to you, says the Mishnah, is referred to as a chassid, as a pious person, because pious people are always thinking, what can I do to give to somebody else? How can I help somebody else? How can I give to somebody else? How can I be a benefactor? How can I be a beneficiary? And therefore, that is the highest level of a shalach, shalach at the same time. I don't look to take from somebody else. I don't steal from the rich to give to the poor, but I make sure that what belongs to somebody else and stays by somebody else. This is the highest form of tzedakah that a person can fulfill, and this is what it means to be a chassid. The Gemara says, M'secha Sanhedrin b'dorosh Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Eloi. The generation of Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Eloi was a generation that was very, very poor, but about it, the Gemara says, Hayushisha Miskasim Bebeged Achad. Six people were able to lie to sleep under one blanket. That's how poor they were, says Rashi. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the great yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, commented and almost questioned, how is that feasible? How is that possible that six people could sleep under one blanket? That's not practical. That's not feasible. Explained Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, there's only one way that six people could sleep under one blanket, and that is if every person pushed the blanket away from himself or herself and pushed it onto somebody else. Because there's no other way that six people could sleep properly under one blanket. Therefore, it has to be that each of the six individuals would remove their blanket and give it to somebody else. That's the highest form of greatest attribute, and that's what it means. It's true, I have access to the blanket. It's true, I could sleep onto the blanket, but I'm giving it to you. I'm sharing it with you. And Rabbi Nosson Svi Finkel, Zichron Levracha, the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir Yeshiva Yerushalayim, later, following him, Chaim Shmulevitz explained to great philanthropists, Americans who came to visit him, that this Gemara was the lesson of the Holocaust. That people who had nothing in the barracks and in the bunkers and the DP camps, what did they do? They shared, they gave, they looked to see how they could help somebody else. And the ultimate attribute of the Jew is to always give to somebody else, to share with somebody else, and to do for another. It said about Reb Chaim Brisker, the Rav of the city of Brisk, who was a tremendous Baal Chesed, that he said that if it wasn't for the fact that a mezuzah was required on his door, he wouldn't have a door. Because why should I have a door? Allow people to come in and out of my house as they see fit. But I need to have a door because according to some opinions on halacha, mezuzah is not required if there is no door. But otherwise, let people come and go as they wish. So much so that it said in his house there were signs that people said, I lost this, I left. This was a public domain. It was a public property. It was a Rishus HaRabim. If you go and you visit the Beis HaKfaros in the city of Warsaw, you will see the kever of Chaim Brisker next to the Netziv. And on Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik kever, there are two words. And those two words say one thing, Rav Chesed. He was great in Chesed. That's what his two sons, Moshe Soloveitchik and Velvo, the Brisker Rav, said should be written on his kever, because that's who Reb Chaim was. Although Reb Chaim was known as the great genius, the analytical genius who developed what we know as the Brisker philosophy, the Brisker Derech, and learning, at the end of the day, what was really Reb Chaim was his Chesed, Rav Chesed. He was so full of Chesed. And his grandson, Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, in his book, Halachic Man, writes, and I quote as follows, neither ritual decisions nor political leadership constitute the main task of Halachic Man. Far from it, writes Rabbi Soloveitchik, but rather it's the actualization of the ideals of justice and righteousness, which is the pillar of fire which halachic man follows. Meaning that the ultimate good and the ultimate level of altruism that the Jew can complete is by being a Rav Chesed, by being a person who gives, who says, Shali Shalach, what's mine is yours. And Reb Chaim Soloveitchik himself said that a person who closes his Gemara because he must perform a Chesed, his Gemara is still open.
But a person who opens his Gemara to avoid doing a chesed, his Gemara is still closed. Our job is to imitate the Kadosh Baruch Hu as we begin reciting Slichas. This week we know that the Yogimol Midos Rachamim, the refrain of Hashem, Hashem, repeats itself throughout the Yemei Hadin, Yemei HaSlichos, Yemei HaRachamim, Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We constantly and consistently say Hashem, Hashem, and in the Yud Gimel Midos, we say these words which are embossed in Rav Chaim's Kever, Rav Chesed, because our job when we recite Slichos is to imitate the Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mevakir Cholim, Menachem Avelim, is gives Stucco to those who need it, is Malbish Arubim, is Pokeach Ivrim. Our responsibility, our job as well, is to give to others, to share with others. And we live that ideal in us when we recite the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim, Hashem Hashem Kel Rachamim V'Chanim. We don't just recite them, but rather Yasu Lefane. We're supposed to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu through being Rav Chesed, by being able to give to others as the Mishnah. Eli Shalach, what's mine belongs to you. Because we all know and we all understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us what we need. But part of giving us what we need is the ability to give to others, because everything is a matana. Why does one have more? Why does one have less? We don't know. We don't understand. But at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us what we need to be able to give to others. And there's no excuse not to be able to share, not to be able to give. And we have the opportunity to give. We should be able to share what we have with others. So when we recite these words during the upcoming weeks of Yemei HaSlichos VeHarachamim, Yemei HaDin, Rav Chesed shouldn't just be articulated, but should be lived, and we should be able to fulfill the ideals of the greatest Rabbanim, the greatest individuals who walked the face of the earth, who were able to give, to share, to benefit others, and to be able to be fortunate. A person who says, Shali, Shali, what's mine is mine, is Shalach, Shalach, and what's yours is yours, either, says the Mishnah, that's me the Beinonis or me the Stone. Because what I have is mine, and what you have is yours, it can't be. What I have should really belong to you. I don't know why you were set up this way. But me the Stone or me the Beinonis, me the, I don't share with you. I can't give to you. Zenana, Vizeno Chaser. If I can give to you, I can share with you. I should share with you. And furthermore, Shalom Shali, the Shali Shali Russia, says the Mishnah. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine. That's the definition of a wicked person. But the opposite, of course, is the chassid who's always looking to give, to share, to benefit, and to hand over. The ultimate altruism is to be able to give, to share, and to help others. When we bizocha to be from the nosnei tznaka, when we bizocha to merit to be from the givers and not from the takers, Hashem should continue to send us all the bounty that we need to help as many as we can. Have a wonderful day.